This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, May 3rd, 2019. On Tes Zayin Amud Beis 16b, from Tzira to Maisa Rishon, the blue text on the source sheet. So yesterday we left off listing the different prohibitions for different types of creepy crawling things that you eat. So today we begin with one more. What if you eat a wasp? Okay, a little nasty. Actually, more than a little nasty. But you eat a wasp. Right? So that's, the Gemara is going to teach us, different than eating an ant. Right? So locus shesh. You get six sets of lashes. Right? Number. So the first five are similar to the ant. A wasp, in addition to flying, certainly is not a sea animal. It's on the earth. It can certainly land. It can crawl. It can creep. It can whatever. So you get the two general four sherets. You get the three for the land, and then the sixth locus shesh. The sixth is mishum sherets ha'of, because the creeping thing flies. We slap on an additional prohibition, or the Torah does. Amar Rav Achai. Once we're talking about things that are disgusting in sheketzes, so Rav Achai adds, Amar Rav Achai, hamishah nikavav. If you hold, right, if you have to go to the bathroom and you hold it in, right, mishah is to delay. So one who does that, says Rav Achai, is over mishum lo tishaktu. You're in violation of being, don't be a disgusting person. Rabbi Bar Abaye gives you another example of somebody who's going to be in violation of lo tishaktu, of not being a disgusting person. Haiman dishasi bekarna de umana. Right, this person, Haiman dishasi, who drinks from the keren, the horn of the umna, of the bloodletter. Right, if you drink from there, we're assuming, right, if you're now drinking blood, it's not very good, but even just putting your mouth on the horn with a bloodletter used, so that's disgusting. You're in violation of lo tishaktu. Don't be a disgusting person. Okay, back to the ants, and even more disgusting. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna. Rava Bar Rav Huna says, Risek Tisha Nimalim. You ground up your ants. Okay? Nine ants. Grind them up. Make ant mush. Vehevi Echad Chai. And then you have one live whole one. Vihishlim on the kazayin. So now what do you have in your little, I have no idea what you're eating ants out of, but you have a little plate. Mushed up on that plate is nine ground up ants and one whole ant. Together they become an olive's worth of whole plus mushed ant. Yum. Lokevav. The Gemara says not only do you have issues, you get lashes six times. Hey mishum birya, five because you ate one ant, the whole ant. Birya is a creature in and of itself, so even though it's less than the kazayit, it's less than the olive's worth, you get the two general sherets prohibitions and the three for the ant that creeps and crawls on the ground. The echa, then we whip you a sixth time, a sixth set of lashes. That's a lot. All right, mishum kazayis nevela, from the, not only do you have the ant, but you now have a kazayis worth of unslaughtered animal. Because you have a full kazayit worth of ants. And the moral of the story is, don't grind up your ants and eat them. And if you do, and there's a whole one, and it's a kazayis, that's a lot of lashes. Rava Amar Rav Yochanan, Rava says, wait a minute, what do I need nine ants for? Afilu shnayim behu, even if it's two other ants and the one, you have a hole plus the ground up too and makes it kazayas, same six sets of lashes. Rav Yosef says, what do you mean two? Rav Yosef Amar, afilu echad behu, even if you have one ground up ant and one hole and it's a kazayas, you get six sets of lashes. Below pligi, and the Gemara now says these three positions. Right, Rava, who says nine and one. Rav Yochanan says two and one. Rav Yosef says one and one. There's actually no argument between them at all. But lo pligi, they do not argue. Habirav reviva habizutri. No, one is talking about big fat ants, and one's talking about little ants. They all agree in principle, if there is a kazayas of ant plus whole ant plus ground ant, mushed ant, whatever you want to call it, you're going to get six sets of lashes. They're just talking about different size ants. Rava has very small ants. He needs nine to make the kazayas. Rav Yosef has very big, fat ants, and he only needs one and one to make the kazayas. But in principle, they all agree. Let's just read the quote from the Mishnah, and then we'll end for today in the week. The next list of things for which you get lashes in our Mishnah, achal tevel uma'aser rishon. Right, if you eat tevel, right, what is tevel? Tevel is produce that has not yet been tithed. So if you eat produce that is not tithed, you get whipped. And my solution to continue is, even if you took the 10% and gave it to the Levi, but they didn't give from there Trumas Meister, the gift to the Kohen, you eat that, you get whipped. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back, and this week, please come back and join me on Monday.